people were hurt. We're waiting further details on this developing story from Toronto. Donald Trump's cost cutters continue to send layoff notices to government workers. And there have been President's Day protests about it around the country.
On this President's Day, the 50-51 movement is holding No King's Day protests in cities like Tampa, Florida.
The people need to speak. They need to be out in the streets. A lot of them are afraid.
Afraid for good reason, she says.
Because we're seeing the authoritarian tendencies of both Trump and Musk.
And this man says it's spelled out in the Constitution.
It says if the government's wrong, it's our duty to change it.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
With Kentucky trying to recover from the torrential rain and flooding over this past weekend, Governor Andy Beshear is asking people to move cautiously as they clean up. He's also saying be ready for the next storm.
I am worried about the snow coming right on top, and that's why it's really important in these next 2 days especially for everybody to make sure they're at a safe place.
A polar vortex is on the way further north. The National Weather Service predicting dangerously cold wind chills as low as 50 below zero in most of North Dakota. Cindy is a cashier at a truck stop in Bismarck.
Take it easy. Make sure your vehicles are all plugged in and warm and extra clothes, and don't go out in the wind if we don't have to.
New York Mayor Eric Adams faces a City Hall earthquake.
Four deputy mayors who met with Adams Friday night at his official residence and spoke to him in a Zoom call over the weekend have quit. Their departure dates haven't been confirmed. They include the first deputy mayor who manages the day-to-day operations of the city. The departures come after criminal charges against Adams were dropped by the Justice Department after Adams' increasing closeness to President Trump. The deputies are reportedly concerned about Adams' apparent decision to help Trump deport undocumented migrants. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An electrical or mechanical issue in a basement workshop is believed to have started that house fire in Racine last night. There is significant damage to a home on Monroe Avenue. Firefighters were called at around 8 last night. Everyone inside, including pets, were outside when the fire trucks first pulled up. The National Weather Service has the cold weather alert running through tomorrow, with temperatures approaching 25 below with the wind chill. Warming centers are running in most communities, and you can find one close to you by calling 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There's a community session Thursday regarding the Racine fire referendum question. The city of Racine is looking for an extra $1.5 million for fire services, with a community session scheduled to discuss the ask for more money. The session Thursday at the Bryant Community Center is hosted by the Racine Professional Firefighters Union. The spring primary will be a cold one. An election takes place tomorrow with polls open from 7 to 8. It features a statewide contest for state superintendent of public instruction. In Kenosha, voters will decide on a significant school district referendum and a school board election. Racine has their school referendum in April. You can read all about what Racine Unified is asking for at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers face the Fighting Illini. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers host Illinois tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Game time 7:30. Wisconsin coming off that big win at number 7th ranked Purdue, 94-84 over the weekend. Marquette will be at home tomorrow night when they host Seton Hall. NBA, the Bucks return to action Thursday night when they take on the Clippers in Milwaukee. The Badgers men's hockey team in a slump. They lost to number 8th ranked Ohio State in Columbus, 4-2. Wisconsin has now lost 6 in a row. Associate head coach Todd Canott asked why the team hasn't been able to score more than 2 goals a game so far this month.
I wish I had a better answer for you on that one. I don't. And disappointing, especially with us getting good crowds showing up right now. I know our guys are extremely disappointed in the results over the weekend, but when you talk about Ohio State, Penn State, and they had some snarl to them, so give them credit. I thought they played very well.
That's Badgers hockey coach Todd Canott with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. tons of sunshine, but frigid cold. High temperatures today only reach the single digits, and with the winds feisty, it's really making us feel 20 degrees colder. A few flurries could be seen this afternoon, and tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect. We're to be feeling anywhere from 15 to 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
Robin's here. And what's your favorite season?
Oh, fall.
Fall, definitely, yeah.
Fall. Late summer, early. Well, actually, I love it when it's cool outside. But
It's cool outside today.
Oh, it's not just cool. It's like biting cold.
Yeah, I don't like this.
No, I don't either. I did open my cabinets last night under my sink. Just in fear that they might freeze. It has happened before. So got to make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Wait,
I'm
going to
keep
back.
Them open all day.
Go back. You open your cabinet so the pipes don't freeze? So the pipes get the warmth of the kitchen?
Yeah, you've never done that before?
No.
Well, do you have pipes that are on the outside wall, like where it could freeze?
Yes.
Bathroom, any pipe?
Kitchen, yeah.
Kitchen, yeah.
No, and, I've never had that problem.
Wow. Thank God for you that having that problem, because you are very lucky. It happens. It happened last year. And so now I put insulation around the pipes under the sink and then I open the doors.
My parents winter in Florida, and years and years and years ago, I mean, this must have been almost 20 years ago now, they went to Florida and their pipes froze, and then they came back to a mess, like a flooded mess. And so now they have some sort of thing. It's on the internet. And if it gets too cold in their house, it alerts them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So then, you know,
what do they do if they're out of town?
Well, then my brother will go over, or somebody will go over and take care of it then.
They have a really smart home.
They do.
They can open their cabinets from Florida.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Stay warm.
Hey, you too.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Turn around, come on, hold it. Hey, you give me Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
WTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. No doubt by now you've gotten all of your bills from the holidays, the credit card bills and so forth. You got taxes coming up you're going to have to pay for. You're thinking, how am I going to save money? Well, have we got a deal for you? Go to WRJN.com, find the Big Deals logo, and you can save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. Again, just go to WRJN.com, find that Big Deals logo, and shop from home up to 50% savings in some cases. You can check the site often because we've got new deals every week.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Arriba y arriba, porque se debe.
Steve Allen's La Bamba on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? According to the National Restaurant Association, this is the most popular day of the year to dine out. What day is it? Mother's Day. And by the way, we just had our second most popular day, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thank you so much for listening. But remember, we are part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Menominee Indian Tribe at this point is betting on a yes. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the tribe remains optimistic about its $360 million Hard Rock Casino project in Kenosha. It's proposed for a site along I-94 and Highway K. A recent environmental assessment found no negative impact, with the project still needing approval from the federal government and Governor Tony Evers. The project includes a 150-room hotel and a Hard Rock Live venue. The economic impact for Kenosha County is estimated to be at around $350 million annually. The Cold Weather Advisory is a new name being used by the National Weather Service. The meaning is clear, with that alert out now through tomorrow for the area. Wind chills will be as low as 25 below. It'll warm just a little for Wednesday. Warming centers are running in most communities. If you do have to be outside, don't be long. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some science behind the frostbite.
What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. And if you believe that you do have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, and never rub the area as that can damage the tissue even further.
It'll continue to be cold. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There's something new on the opinion pages of the Racine County Eye. An op-ed from the head of the NAACP Racine branch is up, with thoughts shared about a controversial White House initiative. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Tons of sunshine, but frigid cold. High temperatures today only reach the single digits, and with the winds feisty, it's really making us feel 20 degrees colder. A few flurries could be seen this afternoon, and tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect. We're to be feeling anywhere from 15 to 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Even get
Bob Seger, old time rock and roll on WRJN from 1978. Now, Bob Seger was a very prolific songwriter and musician, but he did not write that song. Well, not really. It was written by George Jackson and Thomas Jones. He did write some of the lyrics, though, but did not take a songwriting credit. Racine's home for local news, Timeless Hints, and Badger Basketball, WRJM. And, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers in action again tomorrow night as number 16 Wisconsin takes on Illinois. Pre-game's at 6:30, tip-off's at 7:30 here on WRJN. And Matt LePay has the call of the game. In fact, you can hear all the games right through the tournament, and you can see the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. Badger basketball tomorrow night on WRJN.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
So my money, but don't leave me. But I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love on WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. Of course, February is Black History Month, and tomorrow he's going to speak with Joanna Jackson. She's the Adult Services Librarian for the Racine Public Library, and they're going to discuss Black History Month. That's tomorrow on the Don Rosen Morning Show between 6 and 9 on WRJN. For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We're going to struggle to hit zero overnight tonight. Temperature's going to be single digits below zero overnight. And then tomorrow, sunny, maybe into the teens. We'll see. And then Wednesday, maybe up to 15. Yes, yes, yes.
timeless favorites. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Good morning, sunshine. So happy.